who have planned this. It's all planned. Now, why they planned this, I don't know. And I don't even think I want to know.
This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose, and I believe that purpose is complete totalitarian control. And I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation.
One of our problems here is the assumption that this is like every other vaccine we've ever seen, and it's not.
It's the greatest experiment that has ever been performed in the history of medicine, and it's being performed on human beings. It's just an incredible thought.
So all of this started to come together, and we started to get kind of a sick feeling in our stomachs that, wait a minute, this is science gone bad here. None of this is supposed to be happening. The CDC has never otherwise explained these stats, and they are so tightly related to the vaccine.
50% of healthcare providers are absolutely not getting this injection. We don't trust the data. The fox guarded the hen house. The companies did their own data. There were no independent observer groups.
You should disregard all announcements about case rates in your community, because they're completely fraudulent.
The very inventor of the PCR test, Nobel Prize winner Kerry Mullis, said this test in itself is not a diagnosis.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody.
But they said, we're being pressured in-house to add COVID to the diagnostic list, when we think it has nothing to do with the actual cause of death.
As a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates.
It's another level now of criminality.
There's a lot of other doctors who feel the same way. Well, they're too frightened to speak up. And as soon as that happens, a notification, and you're in the front of the medical board.
Dr. Robert Malone is a vaccine expert. He is the inventor of mRNA technology. He's undergone systematic attack. His history is literally being erased online. These fact-checking groups, for example, factcheck.org, they're funded by an organization that holds over $1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company.
Sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative.
They are trying to push a narrative that is not based on the decades of immunology.
Nobody's in the hospital. How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's why.
People have turned to Facebook to share their stories and experiences, with one group reaching almost 65,000 members. It was removed overnight for no apparent reason.
The victims of this vaccine, they're not being able to tell their story.
The censoring has been going on for well over a year. It's well documented. It's unequivocal.
TikTok is taking down all of my sounds so that you guys can't hear my story.
The Great Barrington Declaration, authored and signed by three of the world's leading experts in epidemiology, infectious diseases, and vaccines.
We've got to the point where scientists such as yourselves need to kind of gather for secret meetings in houses to come out with declarations of dissent.
Are you of the same opinion?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Why not?
Anyone who speaks out against this line of policy is shut down. I basically have to be in line with the government line.
Do you want your physicians and scientists, their voices suppressed? We're polarized right now. We're polarized.
And threatened investigation and discipline for any physicians who express any of the negative aspects of any of these interventions, no matter what the evidence says.
That is great!
You're not the first doctor I've heard from who maybe got unusual visits from the state or, you know, basically got a lot of pushback.
You have to realize the number of doctors and scientists who are saying no to all this outnumbers those who are saying yes.
And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the board, you can kill me, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to let Americans die.
75 years ago, Hermann Göring testified at the Nuremberg trials, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. You can do this in a Nazi regime. You can do it in a socialist regime. You can do it in a communist regime. You can do it in a monarchy and a democracy.
We, the Germans, are asking this question, how it happens in the 1930s. And a lot of people are now getting a sense how it happened.
We're held hostage to more and more mutations that can be used to manipulate us over and over again and take away our freedoms.
We've used these tactics in other countries to manipulate, divide and conquer. Now we're watching our own government, our own military use them against us. Men of our unit and our service believe that we're pointing our weapons in the wrong direction. This time now the tyranny is against us and our people, and we can't see it because it's on our home soil where it's never been before.
We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? You don't get to just say, I'm following orders. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night.
They start enforcing the communist state through the vaccine passport. Please, Australia, do not move to any goalpost. The second you do, they start to build the fascist state.
In Australia, people have had it too good for too long, and they see these communist countries and they think, there's no way that could happen here.
We are the most locked down country in the world.
There's over 50,000 people in here!
Massive protests. You know, the media said it was only 3,500 people.
What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish buffets.
The mainstream media is never, ever, ever going to be on our side because they are owned and controlled by the very people we are fighting against.
They've identified that area as being a really strong area. Strong men, strong morals, strong customs.
You are the toughest. You have the strongest family, community connections, religious connections. You guys are unbreakable. And they know that if they target and break you first, it makes it easier for them to break the rest of us.
Stand the fuck up. Don't be the reason why our future generations look back and think, where the heck were they?
This is the time. There is not going to be another time unless we shake this down.